Welcome to Life Coach Corner with Dr. Sid, a successful and sought-after life coach to leaders across this nation. Today's session will help you experience more productivity in your personal and professional relationships, develop key leadership skills, and increase your wealth and overall happiness. As Dr. Sid declares, prepare to turn the corner in your life because your best days are ahead. And now, Dr. Sid.
Top of the day to you, mate. This is Dr. Sid, your Australian life coach. No, I'm kidding. Hey, y'all, this is Dr. Sid, your favorite executive coach, and I want to welcome you to Life Coach Corner. We are excited about helping people just like you turn the corner in your life. I'm excited about today's topic. You need to call someone and let them know that we are on because we're going to talk about we're going to sum it up in three words. Y'all ready? Here it is. I want more. I want more. I want more out of my life. I want more out of my relationships. I want more out of my finances. I want more out of my personal. I want more. And there's nothing wrong with that. Matter of fact, we're going to show you how to see change stick and stay. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. When we began to see these changes, when we began to see the more manifesting, how do we make it stick and stay? But we first are going to begin with the fact that we just want more. We want more. So call someone, let them know that we're on, or invite them to listen to this podcast. I know that if you would share it to one of your friends and just let them know I was thinking about you. This, my favorite executive coach, Dr. Sid, put this out. I want you to hear these principles. Matter of fact, there are four sessions we're going to have on this. I want you to hear it because it's going to bless you. So as you are doing all of that, if you want to talk to me directly, text Dr. Sid, D-R-S-I-D, to 94000. Text Dr. Sid to 94000. And when you do that, it's going to bring you to a landing page where you can text your message. Let me know what it is you want to talk about. Maybe there's a question. Maybe you want to invite me to come and speak at a graduation or in a group session. I do a lot of group sessions, couple sessions. Hey, Valentine is coming up. So if you got some couples who want to come together and you want more out of your relationship, whether it be social, whether it be intimately, whatever, you invite your favorite executive coach. We'll come and we will have a great time, all right? So if you want to do that, text Dr. Sid 94000. Now, again, make sure you subscribe to our podcast because as they are coming out, we want you to get this information. New Growth in Christ, thank you for being our chief sponsor. We appreciate you so very much. A lot of the things in which we are talking about, we're implementing it in our church. We are a relative ministry. Check us out at newgrowthinchrist.com. Click on the live stream button and you can see one of our services. Or, come on, we're in the beautiful city of Memphis, Tennessee. We start at 9:01 a.m. And those of you who are part of Memphis, you know what that 9:01 represents. That's right. That's our area code. Come on, we will have a blast. And make sure you come up to yours truly and say, Dr. Sid, I'm here, because I would love to greet you properly. And then for those of you who want to be a blessing to yours truly, you can cash at me at Sidney P. Malone. That is S-I-D-N-E-Y-P-M-A-L-O-N-E. Let's get into this topic. I want more. Come on, I need for you to let those words come out of your mouth. I want more. And we're going to give you principle to show you how to see change stick and stay. Okay, that's just a little colloquial saying that we have. We want to see it stick and stay. We want to see that happen. All right, so we're going to talk about that. But before I do that, y'all, please forgive me talking about change and wanting more. I just got to do something personal. Happy birthday to my bonus son, Cohen. He turned 18. Y'all have heard him in our life coaching conversations, and we're going to have him back. But this young man just turned 18. He's a thriving senior. at City University, star on the basketball team, captain of the basketball team, Mr. City University, a presidential honor roll. This guy is doing it. You hear me? And so he just turned 18. So if you would, just send some love our way. Happy birthday, Cohen. And we'll make sure that he hears it. I want more. How to see change, stick, and stay. You know, we enter into New Year's and we come in with our goals. We come in with our list of what we want to see happen. So how do we see it happen? And how do we make it stay once it happens? Here at our church, New Growth in Christ, we started off with a 25-mile, 50-mile, 75-mile, and 100-mile club. We had agreed to walk, run, bike those allotted miles within the month of January. And we celebrated, just had an awards celebration where we recognized those who met their goal. But here's the question. How are we going to see the changes that took place because we did that? How are we going to see it sustained? And so that's the discussion that we're having now. And we're having it in every area because change is occurring. Listen, I want to help somebody understand that change, whether you like it or not, it is happening all around you. I remember Cohen when he was just a little bitty something. He wasn't even a year old, but now he's 18. Change has taken place. You can look at things around you and you can see that they are constantly changing. Now, some changes are great and some changes are not so great, but we want to deal with those changes that brings us to the place where we are seeing more in your life. I want to speak to someone who might have gotten to a place where you are settling. I want to wake you up. And as your favorite executive coach, hear my words. You are deserving of good things. I'm going to say it again. You are deserving of good things. Now, will you please join me? I am deserving of good things. Come on, I need a chorus right now. We are deserving of good things. Good things are supposed to happen for you. And because good things are supposed to happen for you, you've got to not settle for less. No, we're not settling for less. I want more because God wants more for us. There's a scripture that says that we are to abound. He wants us to abound. John, 1 John says, I believe, or I wish, I pray above all things that you may prosper and be in good health, even as or along with your soul prospering. And the abundant principle is found in that scripture. You are to have abundance, or you are to abound. You're to constantly have more. But Dr. Sid, I'm not into the greed stuff. Guess what? I'm not either. We're not talking about greed. We're talking about being blessed so you can be a greater blessing. Stop praying for just one loaf of bread and pray for 20 loaves of bread. Dr. Sid, I can't do anything with 20 loaves of bread. Yes, you can. It's not about you consuming 20 loaves. It's about you having your one loaf, but you being able to bless 19 other families. See, we've got to get into the mindset that more is so we can be a greater blessing. All right? So, and also, we need more in order to move ourselves from where we might have become stuck. We don't want to be stuck. We've got to get out of where we are. Let me start on this right here. When is change necessary? When is change necessary? Dr. Sid, I hear you talking about all of this. I want more and I got to see change and all of that and things are changing all around me. But Dr. Sid, how do I know that I'm stuck? How do I know that change is needed? in my life? I'm so glad you asked. I'm going to give you 10 reasons when change is necessary. They're not in any rank or any order. Just go with me. All right, I'm going to list them. Number one, change is necessary when frustration becomes a normal emotion. When you allow frustration to be a normal emotion in your life, even to the point where you become so frustrated, you now subdue it. You welcome it in, you give it a cup of tea, and you just assume that frustration is your necessary house guest. No, it's time to serve the eviction notice. You're not to walk around frustrated all the time. Frustration is a sign that change is needed. So when frustration becomes a normal emotion, that's when we know change is needed. Number two, when results are absent. When results are absent. Listen, we need to see results. The way that we are made, we must see results occur in areas in our lives. Let me talk to all of my farmers for a second. Farmers, 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 farmers. You know that when you have seed and you put seed in the ground and you've toiled, you've tilled, you have cultivated, you have saturated, you've done all of that to the ground just to put the seed in, which you paid for. You're not doing all of that and all of that acreage. You're not doing that just because you're bored. No, you're doing that because you need to see results. And you know how we know that it's successful? When we go into our grocery stores and we walk into the produce section. The produce section. Okay, let me repeat it one more time. The produce. The produce section. And we see fruit. You see an apple. And you know that the apple comes from an apple tree. So wherever that apple tree is in this world, that tree obviously is successful. Why? Because you have the fruit. You're seeing the results. We want our lives to be successful, not in comparison. We're not comparing our lives to someone else to determine our success rate. We are doing everything that we were created to do so we can see these results. So when results are absent, it's time for change to occur. Come on, farmers. If the tree's not producing, if we're not seeing a crop, we've got to do something else because we must see results. Number three, when is change necessary? When you're constantly battling health, relational, and mental challenges. All my life I had to fight. Listen, if you're fighting the entire time of your existence, then something needs to change because you're not supposed to consistently battle health issues. Maybe we need to modify our diet. We need to include some more exercising. You're not to have relational issues. It's time for a life coach. Text Dr. Sid to 94000 so I can help you. So we can get into our relationships and see how can we get more. Maybe you're having some mental challenges. Maybe it's the way you process. Maybe you have wrong information. Whatever the case may be, we are willing to help you. So we're going to pick back up in our next session of when is change necessary because we want more. And we want to see change stick and stay. All right, so come on, join me in my next session. But until then, this is your favorite executive coach, Dr. Sid, reminding you that your best and blessed days are straight ahead because you're turning the corner in your life. Happy birthday, Cohen.
Thank you for joining Life Coach Corner with Dr. Sid. Dr. Sid successfully coaches leaders from all arenas, spiritual, business, political, as well as sports and entertainment. Through Dr. Sid's coaching, these individuals have reached their goal of living a balanced and prosperous life. This session has been brought to you by the friends and supporters of Life Coach Corner. For more information or for personal life coaching sessions with Dr. Sid, please visit our website at AskDrSid.com, or you may reach us at 901-624-2424. Remember, your best days are ahead as you turn the corner in your life.